Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
So I believe it was yesterday, we were talking about this company, maybe it was Friday, talking about this company, Allen Media, which owns a lot of TV stations around the country, but they're all in smaller markets, Terre Haute, Indiana.
Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah, and they do have a couple major markets, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Honolulu, Hawaii, et cetera. But mostly it's smaller towns, your Topekas, your Wichitas, stuff like that. And they are going to start farming out their weather forecasting. So imagine, you know, Brian Busby is gone from Channel 9, God forbid, and the guy doing the weather on Channel 9 at night is somebody in, I don't know, Denver, Colorado, or San Francisco, California. And in Terre Haute, where Allen Media owns a TV station, WTHI, the two meteorologists, or two of the meteorologists, got to say goodbye on the air.
They let them say goodbye.
Which is extremely rare.
Very rare.
In our business. And I was actually surprised at how much they were allowed to say. Give it a listen.
Thanks. Many of you may already know, but tonight is our last broadcast here at News 10. Kevin and I have come into your homes for decades, nearly 37 years for me.
And more than 40 years for me. We're both tremendously grateful. You've made us a part of your family for so long. And you, in turn, are actually part of our family.
Absolutely. For those of you who don't know, both of our positions are being eliminated here at WTHI-TV. The television news business in general is changing nationwide, and budget cuts are happening everywhere.
And after four decades of dedication to WTHI and to the Wabash Valley, we had both hoped to go out on our own terms to celebrate. But that's not the case.
But we do want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for the kind phone calls, emails, texts, social media posts. Mm-hmm. It's honestly been very overwhelming. Your words have been uplifting, kind, and very, very thoughtful. And the entire experience has been very, very humbling.
And as you can see on the evening news each night, we are a close family here at News 10. We laugh. Sometimes we argue like an old married couple.
Yes, we do.
But, you know, and we've cried together. We've gone through so much.
We've grown up here.
Yeah, we have. And
without saying our age.
Yeah, we are family.
Yes, we are. Yeah. We adore everyone here, from our tremendous teammates, Rondrell Moore and Marty Ledbetter, to managers Susan Dinkle and Annie Johnston, to everyone, every single person behind the scenes, working hard, very, very hard, to put on this newscast every night. We are deeply saddened that this wonderful team is being broken apart.
But we hope you'll continue to support Rondrell, Marty, Rondrell.
I do wonder, as popular as all of the studies show weather to be, it's at the very, very top when you ask any viewer, like, what do you value? And the news is important. I'm not saying it's not. The weather statistically is viewed as critically important, the number one driver. That's why you see the weather at the top. You see the weather teased in the middle. You see the main weather in the middle, and you see weather at the end.
Correct.
You do wonder if all of the meteorologists who had their jobs eliminated were told, you know, be nice. We're going to let you say goodbye. Be nice. And there's a shot that, you know, you could fill in with some hub in Atlanta doing the weather. Because I don't know that they would have allowed, it's so rare to allow somebody on the air to say goodbye. It rarely goes well when you do.
For fear of what they might say on their way out the door.
You got a live mic in front of you.
And the guy in there, he'd been there for 40 years, which is to say he's in his 60s. I mean, it's probably his last gig. So let's drop an F-bomb and cost him $250,000.
Right. Not that he would, but most stations won't take the chance. Right. You know, we were talking about this out in the newsroom. For those stations that have had this happen, you really, you know, maybe 300 days out of the year, everything is fine and sunny, literally and figuratively.
Right.
But what do you do when severe weather hits? And can someone do that as well from Atlanta and know how to pronounce Schweitzer? And you know the answer is no. Can someone do that as well as the local guy who's been there 40 years?
And it's Olathe, not Olaf.
And the answer is no. The answer is no. So I don't know how many were impacted. Is it dozens? Is it hundreds?
Well, it's definitely dozens. I mean, we went through the list of the markets that they're in. Say there's three meteorologists for each one of those markets. You're looking at 60 people who are losing their jobs. But it speaks to the change of landscape that we have in the media. I mean, terrestrial radio is going to die with our generation. It just is. Because you can, you know, and TV, the way that we know it, is going to die with our generation. My kids don't watch local TV
news.
But
of all the things to hub, why hub weather? Now, and I'm not saying that I would be in favor of hubbing news. I'm not. I think local news is critically important. We are seeing that with the Jackson County assessment debacle, with Chiefs coverage. They saw this with the wildfires in L.A. Look at the local news coverage numbers, especially locally, but also nationally. Once that fire hit, and you know, you got CNN still talking about stuff in Washington that if you're losing your home at the time, doesn't mean a hill of beans to you.
But Boss was saying earlier, and he did some work, some consulting work in Australia years ago. The hubbing out TV anchors was already going on in Australia, where you would have local reporters in Perth, which is on the west coast of Australia, but the anchors were in Sydney, which is on the east coast. So the anchor would just sit there and read the script that they're sent in from Perth, right? And they say, let's go out to Dana Wright in Perth. She's, you know, on 127th and North Street in Perth. And you're local, you're there on the ground, but the anchor reading you the news is 8 hours away or 20 hours away in Sydney, Australia.
Well, and you say why weather? It's because to do it effectively, you've got a staff of at minimum four people in every one of those markets. Mm-hmm. That is a massive budget cut if it's 20 markets.
At least 30.
30 markets. At least. We're looking at 120 salaries, benefits, the whole nine that they are saving money on now.
913-586-7798, 913-586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.